Thanks for your interest in the Degenerate Horse Player Podcast, formerly known as The Trifecta. Produced and hosted by Mike from MHJ Picks. Give me a follow on Twitter at MHJ Picks and check out our content online at mhjpicks.com. It's Mike. I'm back for Saturday's action at the Breeders' Cup. Got this out a little late. I was going to record last night, but the events of yesterday just kind of got me out of the horse racing mode for a little bit. Didn't like the way that ended up, obviously, for you guys who follow my picks. We're probably live to pick four, it's pick five, maybe even the pick six, and kind of got hosed out of it. And that's never fun for anybody. Handicapping was right. That horse was a monster. Just unfortunate the way things played out. Pretty frustrating, but you know, we move on. As much as people say they're going to boycott and not enjoy the sport, I mean, maybe they won't bet, but they'll still watch, you know, because we love the sport and the animals. So that being said, let's move on to Saturday. I'll try to make this quick because I know probably listening to this as you're handicapping, doing some other stuff. Race one, allowance optional claimer. Not going to go too deep on this one. Do like the number one Fast Bro as my top choice. Improving Miss to next out winner looks to fit here. Number six, Dicey Mo Chara, taking a small drop in class. Number nine, Spirit Maker is one that I think has the talent to improve and could be a nice little long shot. So look at those three, 169. Race number two. I've long been a fan of Lone Rock. Seven for last nine. Last race lost to number six, Locally Owned. I think that was kind of a fluke race for Locally Owned as those figures jumped huge and haven't ever been that high. Number four, Tis a Magician, is going to be up there with Lone Rock. Just has never been able to get it done against him. So I'm going to go with number two, Lone Rock, as my top choice here. I would float most action through this one. The four and six, I'd give some minimal play. Especially the four is going to have a lot of money on with the My Race Horse thing. Is a quality horse, no doubt about it. I just think number two has put him away a few times, and we'll look to do that again. You know, number six could produce another crazy effort, but the others in here just look like filler. Maybe number three could hang in for the exotics, I think. Even number five could hang in for exotics, I guess. Let's move on to the Goldakova Grade 2 Stakes. We've got two heavy favorites in this race, Going Global and Princess Grace. I like Going Global of the two. Won a G1 last out, has won six of the last seven. Number two has also won six of the last seven, never been out of the exacta, can run late. I just think number seven is a little bit better. Looks like you could tie up a nice exacta with these two. Others to consider here, number four, could be a factor running late, especially if there's any kind of meltdown between the seven and somebody else. And number one, Zofel, you know, usually puts in a good effort for Maker. He's a solid horse. But I don't know that I'll have him on top in anything. I think number seven, Going Global, is the horse to beat here. Maybe, like I said, put him over the two and the four. Maybe box with the seven and two if you're inclined to do so. Moving on to the Breeders' Cup races. Number four is the Filly and Mare Sprint. I've been hearing a lot of buzz about number six, Bella Sophia. Everybody wants to give this horse a shot, much like everyone wanted to give Hidden Connection a shot yesterday against Echo Zulu, where Juju's Map was always the one that should have given the shot, of course. But really, none of them could touch her. So is that going to be the case here again? I don't know. I mean, Gamine 9 for 10 Lifetime always runs a great effort. It's going to be hard to beat her. I think Bella Sophia could go up there and push her to a point where one of them gives up. Maybe give a chance for number 4, CC, to come by. But, you know, I think number 5, Gamine, is the horse here. Not going to have much in way of tries here. I don't even know if there's a super available in this race with only 5 horses. Number 3, get eaten up by the pace. Number 1, number 1 could be an underneath play because Pratt always seems to get these kind of horses there. But, you know, all these horses are going to cash a good check. I think Gamine runs away with it. But you want to back up a little bit with Bella Sophia. And if you want to back up even more, I would use CC just because of the possibility of pace meltdown, but not likely. Race number 5 is Beaters Cuff Turf Sprint. This race is awesome. No other way to put it. You've got tons of horses, fast horses, Euros, Americans, Breeders' Cup champion in here. Going to be fantastic to watch. I am going to go with a, what you might think, crazy top choice. Number 5, Arrest Me Red. Looks to be peaking at the right time in the 3-year-old campaign. Should be a decent price. I think this one could surprise today. I'm hoping this one surprises today because it, you know, is not going to be the most pounded of the ward runners. But as we saw yesterday with Averly Jane, the other ward runner, Twilight Gleaming, you know, who I had as a must-use also, I played them, you know, I would have suggested playing them fairly evenly. I don't remember what I said on the show, but, you know, definitely could be that kind of situation here again. So with Arrest Me Red. Number 4, Lieutenant Dan, likes the trip, likes the turf. Just hasn't faced as good as this. But, you know, there's something to say about home court advantage. So let's see if Lieutenant Dan can put in a good effort. Number 6, A Case of You, is off a Group 1 win. Has a good 2021 campaign. Has faced tough competitions. I think this horse is a major player in this race. I hear number 3, Golden Pal, is not fast enough. Everybody says, you know, you're throwing your money away, etc. That may be the case. But you got to have a little bit of respect for the fact that he won this race last year. Didn't embarrass himself overseas. Came back and won. Maybe only ran as fast as he needed to. So, you know, there could be more left in the tank. One that you can't completely throw out, I don't think. But if you're not into savers, then yeah, you probably toss this one at your own risk. Number 1, Glass Slippers, another champion from last year. You know, the rail seems to be working pretty good. Has had a very light campaign this year. 3 third place finishes. Hasn't quite had the same pop as last year. Number 2, Emirati Anna. Seems to be one that is getting a lot of buzz from Europe. I think somebody you got to look at just has never faced that turn. Or I didn't see much facing of the turn in the form. So, you know, always could be an issue. You want to go even deeper, number 9, Kamari. Hasn't won on turf in a while, but can run on anything. Number 14, Gets In. I think that would be cool to see. That horse, you know, I know the connections are very vocal about their horse, and that's always fun to see. Race 6, we've got a monster here, and Life Is Good. I think he's just faster than everybody else, and it's going to come down to that pure speed. I don't think the others can get him. I know Ginobili is going to try to run with him. Ever since adding blinkers, Ginobili is a different horse, but is he the same caliber as Life Is Good? You know, we'll see. I think if anything could take something out of Life Is Good and himself and allow somebody like Silver State to come up, everybody's been off of Silver State to that poor performance at Parks. That was a bad break. It just didn't fire that day. You know, it's a nice horse, though. Can't ignore this horse completely. So I think it goes through the 5, very chalky. But, you know, if you want somebody to put underneath that's not the one or the three, I think your seven horse is probably better for turf. But, you know, could figure in the exotics here as well as the six horse. That would put potentially over $1 million, which is pretty cool. And I know that's one of those goals we like to make with rounded numbers for ourselves and our endeavors. You know, we never want to have 9 wins. We want to go for 10. And then once we get 10, we're good to go. But, you know, we don't like leaving on anything that's not ending in a 0 or a 5 for some reason. You know, that's just the way it is. But, you know, it is what it is. And I think that horse will be trying to get in the top 3 to make that $1 million. So, weird angle, I admit that. An angle nonetheless. So again, life is good. Should put these away. Ginobili and Silver State offer the biggest challenges. Race number 7. So this race is, you know, it looks like it's going to be a fun race to watch. I don't know. I had trouble with this race just because it's a lot of European form. Hard to get off number 6, Love. Keeps coming up short this year, but runs on the big stage. Has the speed, has the connections. Looks to be ready to go. Love to see number 7, Warlike Goddess, get this done. Has the best shot, I think, of the U.S. horses. 6 for 7, Lifetime. I really like the way this horse runs. Number 4, Rogier. I don't know exactly how to say it, but run against tougher competitions. Always in the mix. Number 8, Love's Over You. Japan's best shot at a Breeders' Cup winner or placement all weekend. I could see this horse definitely in the exotics and possibly getting a piece of the pie. I'm also inclined a little bit, Pocket Square, number 2. I've always liked this horse. Had a period of time where it wasn't running well, but looks to be getting back in a form cycle. It's going to be a nice price on Pocket Square. So somebody that you should look at. Look at number 9 in your exotics. I think number 9 factors in exotic plays here. I don't know that they can win, of course. But my sister Nat always runs real hard at the end and can catch a piece. So I do like those 2 long shots. If you're a hometown player, look at Dog Tag to try to get a piece. That would be a cool thing. Don't think it's fast enough to win, but could definitely have some fun, maybe make some money on this race. Race number 8. Going to be very tough to beat Jackie's Warrior in the sprint. I don't think there's a better sprinter in the country. I don't think the others can come close here. I know Dr. Shivel, you know, has been improving in speed figures, can run in front or just off the pace. Number 8, Special Reserve, I think is a nice improving horse as well. I think they'll both give the most competition. I just don't see Jackie's Warrior getting beat here. Just looks way too fast. I don't think they can run with him, and I don't think he's going to stop. Should something like that happen, well then, hey, it's a free ball game for number 9 or number 8. Lexingtonian has one of those on-again, off-again patterns, and this would be an on-again pattern, but he's up against some good ones here. We'll probably try to run with the tier group as well, so, I mean, could be a lot of pace in here, and if that's the case, could set something up for a horse like Aloha West to come flying late. I don't think Jackie's Warrior is going to tire in the 6 furlongs. So, back up if you want. I think there's a couple of options. You know, again, number 9, playing the hometown there. Certainly has a nice race last out, as does Special Reserve. So, I mean, I think there are good underneath plays for Jackie's Warrior. But I'll be surprised if he doesn't run away with it. by Open Links. Pretty confident in that horse, but you know, this is a horse race and that's why they run the races. Should never be too overly confident, especially in the Breeders' Cup, because anything can happen. Race number 9, we've got the Breeders' Cup Mile. Another tough race. Number 3, Space Blues, after seeing what Appleby's other horse did yesterday. This horse is live, is ready to go. I think he said he was most excited about this horse. Has won 3 races and $1 million already this year. I think Space Blues is going to be your horse to beat. Number 7, In Love, is one that since this horse added blinkers has been completely different. Alex Achard seems to really get along with this horse, winning the last 3. Could be firing late, you know, just I think a lot of these are late runners. Of course, turf European style, you will have a little bit of speed on the front end, I think, with some of these, you know, like Smooth Like Straight is going to get out there. And Blowout, of course, and those two, of course, could hang on and put them all away, but In Love and Space Blues are hoping for, you know, a late run, if you will, in this race. Number 6, Mo Forza, a local favorite. Peter Miller, Fabian Pratt, has won, 4 in a row. Before that, lost to Zulu Alpha, and had won 4 in a row before that. So, has put away Smooth Like Straight and hit the road a couple times. You know, is a contender, but I don't love this horse here. I think the others are just a little bit better. Number 12, Pearls Galore, ran second to Space Blues last time out, has run ahead of Mother Earth. This horse is a nice horse. I think this horse definitely figures at least underneath. Again, number 10 could just go out there and wire him. I would have probably felt more comfortable had Pratt route Blowout than Rosario, because he just seems to respond better to Pratt. But of course, Pratt went to Mo Forza. Others in this race, I don't see a big shot for him. But God Stormy always runs, so that horse could be running late. Don't ignore that horse in your underneath exotic plays. Race number 10. This horse stirs up a lot of controversy for some reason with people. That, you know, is this horse the real deal? Is this horse truly a all-time great? You know, and this horse has done nothing wrong. He won 17 of 22 races lifetime. Granted, some of those were in Mexico. I believe this horse came over from Mexico. I could be wrong there, but I think early in the career it came over. When Gulfstream does their international days, I think that's where this horse first showed up, but I could be wrong there. It's going in the memory banks a little bit. This horse has run and everything. Has run all over the place. Goes wherever there's a fight. Throws down. And usually gets the job done. Ran that 1 second place finish to She Dares the Devil this year. And since then has not looked back. I think this could be a case where this horse is going to try to get out there and fly and do her thing. And actually, I kind of hope this horse wins, not just from a, you know, staying alive and connected tickets, etc., but just the story of this horse, I think, is a good one. I think it'll further the debate for horse of the year and is this horse an all-time great? And you're going to have people on both sides and, you know, those things we'll never know the answer, but it's always fun to debate them. So, would like to see this horse make it happen. Horses that could come off of the hefty pace that Letruska is going to engage in. Royal Flag is going to be running late. I think has a big shot here. It was going to take Letruska faltering a little bit, but you know, certainly could happen, especially because I think She Dares the Devil is going to offer some pace. He's going to get up right up with her. and try to push her. Has done that before and succeeded, has done that before and lost. So, see, there's the devil. Maybe the best running is behind her. Maybe she's got one more in the tank coming off of a grade one and a grade three win. Not against horses as good as these, but, you know, could still produce a nice effort. Number three, Malathot. I really like this horse. I just don't know if she has, you know, improved enough. I would have liked to see Fletcher's runners run a little bit better yesterday, give me some hope that they're training well. I mean, his horse is off bullets. 6 of 7 lifetime, only loss came in kind of a fluky race where maybe was a little bit overconfident and got passed by a horse named Maracuja, which, you know, got herself a grade one win. And it was cool at the time, unless you had Malathot on your ticket, and then it wasn't so cool. But I think that Malathot is a nice horse, maybe for next year. You know, but again, could surprise here, could put in forth that big effort and pass him late. Is a strong, hard runner. A lot of buzz around Clairiere saying she looks great in warm-ups in the mornings. Coming off that win over at Parks. I just don't know that this one is good enough, but definitely factors in your underneath plays. I think one worth taking a shot on underneath could be Blue Stripe out of Argentina. You know, the competition is not there. Brought this horse up because obviously the brother to this horse, or half-brother, you know, was a nice horse. I think maybe Blue Prize even won a Breeders' Cup race. So, can understand that. You got the Tory riding not out of the realm of possibility here, at least underneath. If you're feeling real crazy, you know, put a little money to win on him. See what happens. On her and see what happens. Race 11. Awesome race here. I think this edition of the turf, granted, domestic spending is out. We already knew United was out, but domestic spending, I think, was one of America's best shots here. Although it's a British horse running in America, I think that horse was very live in this race. The horse I'm going to go to is 20-1 on the morning line, Tribhuvan. Ran 5th in the Sword Dancer last time. Just kind of gave up, weakened. And of course, this is a risk, obviously, at 20-1, but I think this horse is going to be loose on the lead. I think Acclimate is going to go with this horse and get put away. And I'm just kind of hoping this horse can stay on and surprise everybody. There's going to be a... I mean, it looks like those are the only two that'll be on the lead. And I don't think Acclimate is as good as these. But, you know, that being said, Acclimate is not a terrible horse by any stretch. Astronaut may push the pace a little bit too. But I don't know, something tells me Tribhuvan is due for a big effort. But of course, you're taking a risk there. Looking for a little bit safer plays. You've got number 7, Walton Street. Unbelievable buyer last time over at Woodbine. Again, Appleby's horses are running great. You know, nothing wrong to say on this horse. Weird that it might appear weird that DeTore gets off of this one for Doyle, but I think Doyle is one of those standard riders for Godolphin, so I don't think there's too much to read into that. 8-1 right now on the morning line, I think, is a nice price. Look over at number 13, Tarnawa, last year's winner. Lightly campaigned this year, only 3 races, but finished 1st, 2nd, and 2nd. The speed hasn't been less than last year's speed, so I don't see any reason why this horse can't get it done. I just don't like 9-5 and that far outside post. You know, so keep that in mind, but this horse is going to be looking to run late. Going to be tough from that outside post, but definitely a possibility. Number 12, Tiona, I don't know much about. I see the 6-1 morning line has won 2 in a row. So you got to respect that. Just not sold on this one. Although, beat Snowfall, and that's a popular horse overseas. So I think that's why this one's getting some action. Number 11, Gufo, of course, is a huge late runner. Missed last time and as a favorite. Kind of disappointed in that race. I think everybody was weary of Clement here in the Breeders' Cup, but finally got a win yesterday. So maybe Rosario gets his win with Clement. He got off of that horse yesterday and paid for it. Watched somebody else take him across the wire. So Gufo could be primed for a big race here. Another one who could be, you know, this horse, Rock Emperor, it's 15-1. Finally won again, last out. This horse had burned all kinds of money. If you look at the running lines and lost to a lot of these guys. Finally came up in a race and beat Gufo with a great late effort. If this horse is back in form, you know, could surprise at a nice price from a rail trip. You know, so I think it's wide open. I think this race is a, you know, wide open race, which probably means the favorite's going to win. You know, you hit the all button and what happens? Favorite runs right in. But I think most of the action will be centered around 5, 7, 13. And just hope one of those can hit. Again, I think anyone in this race has a legitimate shot. They are all pretty solid horses. But I'm going to go for that price to steal it on the front end. Let's see what happens. Number 12, the Classic, the final Breeders' Cup race of the day. Let's see if we don't have any kind of shenanigans like we did this last time. I also think this is a wide open race. The only ones I don't give a shot to win are the 1, 2, and 7. I just don't see it happening for them. Although Tripoli is, you know, the home court horse, could shock the world, I guess, but I just don't see it. I don't see 1, 2, or 7. I think the rest do. I could make a case for any of them. I think there's going to be so much pace that there is a meltdown in this race, especially because I'm not convinced that Nick's Go can get the distance. You know, maybe he will, but I just don't quite see it with the pressure that he is going to have in this race. I think obviously, Hot Rod Charlie is going to look to go with him. Medina Spirit is going to go with him. And you're going to have Max Player, Essential Quality, and Art Collector all just kind of waiting in the wings, second tier, I think. That's where the race gets dangerous. So if these three push each other too much, which I think will happen, I can see Essential Quality making the move late. Has put many of these away already, so don't see why he couldn't do it again here. This horse is underrated, believe it or not. You know, nobody ever wants to give this horse a shot. They end up betting him, but as people talk about this horse, they always say he's not fast enough or this or that, but shows up and has won 8 of 9. So I'm going to go with Essential Quality here on top. Again, with the pace pressure, I think that plays a big factor. You know, Nick's Go, last race, presumably, will be dialed up, full go. You know, still could pull it out. So I think that's one you got to have on top in your action. The other one, I think, is number 6, Art Collector. This horse is getting better and better. You know, since coming over to Mott, has really improved. But again, is going to be one of those on the front end. And that's going to make it tough. But Smith does know how to ride these speed horses in big races. So one you cannot leave out, I don't think. Medina Spirit. This horse has heart. Say what you will about connections and previous races. You know, I don't know if he's quite good enough to get it done in this race, but respect the horse, respect the heart of the horse. I think he's a mile contender. Number 3, Hot Rod Charlie. You know, is always right in the mix, has a lot of heart as well. Just don't know that he is good enough with this group. And then Max Player is an interesting horse that we'll be looking to come at him late. Asmussen and Santana. We all know Santana finally broke his losing streak yesterday, which wasn't a huge surprise to me on Echo Zulu, but apparently he got fined for something he did in that race as well. So, you know, just crazy. But, you know, Max Player does have a shot at least for the underneath play. But again, this classic is shaping up to be a nice speed race with some runners coming down the lane late to make it interesting. At least I hope so. I hope it's not a merry-go-round scenario. If it is, I don't think they catch Nick's go if he's going to last. I think it's his race. But that's it for the 12 races. Hope you guys enjoy the guide. Hope you guys make some money. Hope we don't have any shenanigans like yesterday that destroy souls and hearts. But we still love the sport. We still watch it, still participate. So let's hope for better outcomes today and knock it out. Thanks again for listening. Y'all take care.